annoyance. If you've never seen a squirrel cat before, picture a mean-faced cat with a big bushy tail and thin furry flaps of skin between his front and back legs that let him glide through the air in a fashion that somehow looks both ridiculous and terrifying. Oh, and give him the personality of a thief, a blackmailer, and, if you believe Rikus's stories, a murderer on more than one occasion.
"Almost done," he insisted.
He'd been saying that for the past hour. Thin lines of light were beginning to slip through the gaps between the wooden slats in the pawn shop's front window and beneath the bottom edge of the door. Soon, people would be coming down the main street, opening their shops or standing outside the saloon for that all-important first drink of the morning. They do that sort of thing here in the Borderlands, work themselves into a drunken stupor before they've even had breakfast. It's just one of the reasons why people here tend towards violence as the solution to any and all disputes. It's also why my nerves were fraying.
"We could have just broken the glass and left him some extra money to cover the damage," I said.
"Break the glass?"
Rikus growled to convey what he thought of that idea.
"Amateur."
He turned his attention back to the lock.
"Easy, easy."
A click, and then a second later, Rikus proudly held up the elaborate brass lock in his paws.
"See?"
he demanded.
"That's how you pull off a proper burglary."
"It's not a burglary," I said,
for what must have been the 12th time since we'd snuck into the pawn shop that night.
"We paid him for the charm, remember? He's the one who ripped us off."
Rikus snorted dismissively.
"And what did you do about it, Kellen? Just stood there like a halfwit while he pocketed our hard-earned coin. That's what."
To the best of my knowledge, Rikus had never actually earned a coin in his life.
"Should have ripped his throat out with your teeth like I told you," he continued.
The solution to most thorny dilemmas, to squirrel cats anyway, is to walk up to the source of the problem and bite it very hard on the neck, preferably coming away with as much of its bleeding flesh as possible. I let him have the last word and reached past him to pull open the glass doors and retrieve the small silver bell attached to a thin metal disc. Glyphs etched along its edge shimmered in the half-light. A quieting charm. An actual Jantep quieting charm. With this, I could cast spells without leaving the echo that allowed bounty hunters to track us. For the first time since we'd fled the Jantep territories, I felt as if I could almost breathe easy again.
"Hey, Kellen,"
Rikus asked, hopping up on the counter to peer at the silver disc I held in my hand.
"Those markings on the charm, those are magic, right?"
"Kind of. More like a way to bind a spell onto the charm." I turned to look at him.
"Since when are you interested in magic?"
He held up the combination lock.
"Since this thing started glowing."
A set of three elaborately drawn glyphs shimmered bright red along the cylindrical brass chamber. The next thing I knew, the door was bursting open and sunlight filling the pawn shop, as a silhouetted figure charged inside and tackled me to the floor, putting an abrupt end to a heist that, in retrospect, could have done with more planning. 4 months in the Borderlands had brought me to one irrefutable conclusion. I made a terrible outlaw. I couldn't hunt worth a damn, got lost just about everywhere I went, and it seemed like every person I met found some perfectly sensible reason to try to rob me or kill me. Sometimes both.
Chapter 2. The Way of Fists.
Getting punched in the face hurts a lot more than you might expect. When somebody's knuckles connect with your jaw, it feels like four tiny battering rams are trying to cave in your mouth. Your own teeth turn traitor, biting down on your tongue and flooding the back of your throat with the coppery taste of blood. Oh, and that crack you hear? It sounds a lot like what you've always imagined bone breaking would sound like, which must be why your head is already spinning a quarter turn clockwise, trying to keep up with your chin before it leaves the scene of the crime. The worst part? Once your legs recover their balance and your eyes flicker open,